Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Group therapy this week. Sarah and Doug having some issues about Thanksgiving or holiday dinners because Doug goes and hides from the family.
Doug is my spirit animal.
I've done some research for us. So if you are at a family gathering during the holidays and you need to temporarily hide or, you know, just minimize your interaction with the rest of the family, here's some things that people do. And we did have some calls about this. But offer to help with specific tasks, like if they do need ice or they do, you know, need some kind of mashed potatoes or whatever. Say, I'll run and get whatever at the grocery store. That way it takes you away from the family gathering for a little bit.
Actually, we're not far from a Wine Express. Don't they have ice?
Okay.
I think they've got ice.
Okay. Also, it doesn't have to be that far. You can go like to the...
I can go to Spartanburg.
Okay.
You're a trooper, Cato.
You can actually, you know, take a minute to take out the trash or, you know, walk the dog. Just go outside, they say. That's also something you can do if you just need a quick little break. Another thing is engage with the kids and pets. So offer to walk the dog because the dog's got to go out.
I'm always going to engage with the kids and the pets.
Yeah.
But another one, being nursing right now, it's so nice to be like, he's got to eat. And then I just close the door. And then it's just the two of us for just a little bit. And it's so nice.
You could do that for a long time and no one's going to come and check.
He's 12 years old, yeah. Tori.
That's not what I meant.
He's just driving.
A long time during the party.
Okay, but you can go out and play football or whatever with the kids, too. Kind of get a little help there.
It's the only problem with that is I don't want to be around them either.
All right.
I just want to be alone.
They said step away for some fresh air. We talked about the cousin's walk. When the cousins go off on a walk, they're either gossiping or they're smoking or they're drinking. And you go out and get a little fresh air with your friend. And on that note, they say have a designated safe person to talk to during the holidays. Like, you can coordinate that trusted person to say, I need to get away from these people. Let's go, you know, out and talk like we're talking on the back porch or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another one would be like, ooh, I think I'm going to go use your master bathroom to get away from the crowd. And then you can go up there, prop up in bed, turn on their TV.
You could do that.
Just say it took a long time.
That was another temporary excuse. No one's going to call you out if you do have to have a bathroom break. Mm-hmm.
Unless you're blocking the main bathroom.
Right, you go to the master.
Right. Because if you're in the powder room that everyone needs, you can't take much time in there.
Yeah. Okay, so that's just a few ideas if you do need some time away from the family during the holidays. Now, they say if you are looking to avoid the dinner altogether, there's some tips for that as well. So they say book a trip or a staycation. You can always say, oh, you know what, we're going to Florida. Because it's so cold, and we just want to take a couple weeks, so we're going to, and you purposely schedule that time there.
That's a pretty big trip.
Well, yeah, and if it's something where your family does this at the same time every year, and you're like, oh, I forgot.
I've done it.
Okay.
I've done it. I've taken off during Thanksgiving. I made sure I was there for Christmas, but I went on to Cancun, and I'm like, I'm going, sorry.
Yeah.
They're like, you're going to miss Thanksgiving? I'm like, I'll be there for Christmas.
If you're going to try to, avoid the holiday family gathering altogether, claim illness or being injured. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you know what? My sciatica is messing with me right now. I can't go.
And with AI, you can make yourself like you got scratches on your face or you've fallen or broken arm.
You could put yourself in the hospital bed.
That's pretty extreme, though. They can figure that one out.
How?
Just say, well, because we know when it's an AI video for the most part.
No, not video, a picture. And I saw one where somebody took a AI picture and send it to their employer to get a day off of work.
Just say you got a stomach bug. Everybody will believe that. You don't have to be extreme with that.
If you do it every year, they're going to know.
Yeah.
Have y'all seen those videos where they're saying they're in the hospital, but they're sitting next to the microwave pressing the button so it sounds like beep, beep, beep.
Okay. Not going to make it in today.
And beep. Then finally, they say if you want to avoid the dinner altogether during the holidays, volunteer or serve like at a holiday shelter, like some, you know, you're going to do a holiday dinner at a shelter, and you probably won't be with those people anyway, more so than your family.
No, I think I'll take the family next.
That's hard work.
You know, you're volunteering either way, really. Yeah. You're volunteering your time.
I don't know. Sometimes with the family, it's not volunteered. You get volunteered.
Yeah.
And shout out to those who do volunteer for.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. For those. Yes.
I did it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
When I was on community service.
I used to do it with the company. They no longer do it, but they would put together Thanksgiving meals.
The holiday dinners. The it's always, and it's good to take the kids to that, too. Let them get a little dose of reality.
Well, that's pretty cheapskate of you.
What do you mean?
Taking the kids to get your dinner there?
No. They were volunteering, too.
Oh.
Well,
that's funny.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hawk was just telling us ways to avoid your family during the holidays. I've actually got a tip that can help you avoid arguments during the holidays.
Good.
This is on social media right now. It's a term called gray rocking. Have you ever heard of it?
It sounds like something grandpa and grandma would do.
Yeah, I imagine an old person with gray hair rocking in a chair.
At Cracker Barrel.
And it's actually about acting like a gray rock. You're supposed to basically just be boring and not let anyone get you into a argument. So you're basically being as boring as a gray rock. And here's an example. They say that you can avoid emotional arguments by being intentionally boring. For example, if a person starts to talk to you about politics, they may say something very outrageous. They may say something you completely disagree with. All you say back to them, instead of taking the bait, is, interesting opinion. So how's work?
Oh,
and no matter what crazy thing they say, you just say, oh, that's an interesting opinion. And then you change the topic to something totally different.
My kids have a teacher that says, be the wall. Be the wall. So they could say something like that and you just stare at them.
So you stand there and do nothing.
Yeah, just be the wall. That way it doesn't affect you like, you know.
But if you just stare at your Uncle John, who just made that crazy statement, he's going to probably call you out. But if you're like, interesting opinion, how's your job going? Then there's a good chance he's going to switch over to the new topic.
Yeah, but then he's going to start ranting about that, and then you're stuck in that conversation.
Yeah, but the idea is not to get drug into some heated political argument.
Yeah, you're going to something a little bit more, calming, like the weather. Because he can't get too fired up about that, can he?
Oh, yes, he can. Oh, talk about those planes and the chemtrails going over and how they're poisonous all.
Do you even have to say good opinion?
Not good opinion, interesting
could
opinion.
Could you just say, have you tried the Big Mac?
You could, if you wanted to.
Just go straight to a different subject. Throw them off completely.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
Hey, have you seen the plunger?
That's not bad, actually.
I need it a little later.
And then you can walk away.
But they say that a lot of times when you go to these holidays and there's someone there, like most people probably know not to get on each other's nerves with politics, but there's someone who always just doesn't get it. There's the person who thinks everyone agrees with them and is shocked that you would have a different opinion. There's the person that knows you don't agree with them and is deliberately trying to bait you into an argument. So you got these different people with different problems, but by doing this, you can handle any of them.
Or they want you to side with one of the aunts that's having some argument in the kitchen or something. It's like, did you see what, you know, Cynthia did this year? And then they want to get you on board with that and cause some more controversy.
Okay, now that's the conversation I want to be
in. No.
Yes. I'm not going to give opinion on it, but I want to know the gossip.
Okay.
I love when they pull off and they'll be like, did you see what your cousin did? I'll be like, no, girl, tell me.
Oh, boy.
What happened?
I agree. This is more for politics. This is like, it's the person who's trying, because that's a big thing right now with people. People go to these holiday gatherings, and some of them even like cut contact with their family over it.
Which, how are you not tired of it all by now?
I know, right?
That's, even if I were to get heated, like at some point, by now I'm just burnt out. I don't care about your political views anymore. Just who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would
agree. Interesting opinion.
The only problem
about work?
With what you said, if you said all that, though, they would be like, how can you not care? It's important for our nation. If you don't believe this, you're a terrible person.
Interesting opinion. Have you seen the plunger?
See, that works good. Interesting opinion. And then just switch the topic to something else. I think it's a good idea, unless you're one of those people who enjoys egging them on, which is also fun.
Oh, egging them.
No, egging them on. Oh, so you basically just keep kind of halfway agreeing with them, or really, tell me more, and just let them go crazy.
Or you bring in somebody else in the family, like, hey, let's get Tim over here talking about that, because you know that would cause an argument, too.
Well, then you can also get Tim over there, and then you leave.
That's what I do.
Leave Tim over there and looking at it like, oh, my God, what happened?
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
It's that time of year, time for Thelma's Crazy Christmas Toys Crank Call. We lock ourselves up in the office, come up with some inappropriate, funny toys that are fun for the whole family.
Boy, we have a good time doing that, too.
Yeah.
Until we start to hate each other, and then we start telling everyone their idea stinks.
Well, that's part of the fun, though, of Christmas.
That's the Christmas magic.
All right. Good thing is we're going to have Thelma call Walmart this morning, see if they have any of these toys. All right?
All right.
I'm all ready for Christmas.
Thank you for calling your local Walmart.
We're open
daily from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Well, good.
This call and your voice may be recorded for business purposes, including fraud prevention.
Yours may be recorded, too, just for entertainment.
To reach the store operator, press 0. For store hours...
Hello, thank you for calling Walmart. May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. How are you? I need to speak with someone in the toy department.
Hold on, ma'am.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. If only my
home for Christmas. That was beautiful.
Thank you for continuing to hold. A Walmart associate will be with you shortly.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling Walmart. This is the toy department. How can I help you?
Yes, hello there. My name is Thelma Hollister, H-O-L-I-S-T-E-R-Y. I'm calling because I want to shop at your establishment for my 13 lovely grandchildren. Then they transferred me back here to you because I need to talk about toys. Me and Ella Mae Jenkins, we were on the internet and saw some toys out there. And if y'all have these toys, I won't be able to shop there this year because it's just inappropriate. So I just wanted to ask you first before I drive down there.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
I'll just go through the list. You tell me if you have them or not. Do you have Mr. Stumpy's Junior Chainsaw?
I don't believe we do.
That's dangerous. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I've never heard of that one.
All right, do you have the TSA My First Little Body Cavity Search? What in the world?
I don't know if that's a thing. We have a lot of toys, but that's not one of them.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good then. Do you have the Fisher-Price Earwax Sculpture Kit? Ooh.
Don't think so. That's really gross.
Yeah.
We don't have that.
I agree. Do you have Little Polly Pickpocket Doll?
Absolutely not.
How about My First Little Nipple Rings?
We don't sell that kind of thing here.
Right, yeah. Do y'all still do the ear piercings there?
No, we don't do that, man.
Right, yeah, okay. Well, and I thought maybe you just did them right there in that department. You'd do little nipple rings there. All right, moving along. Do you have Barbie's Botched Botox Beauty Clinic?
No, ma'am, we definitely don't have that.
You have Barbies, though, I bet, don't you?
Yes, we definitely have Barbies, but not the botched Botox kind.
Good. Yeah, all right. Do you have the Harry Potter Compound W Hogwarts Remover?
No, I didn't even know that was a thing, man.
Well, me either. That's why I was surprised I saw it on the internet. So, do you have the silent but deadly whoopee cushions there?
We have whoopee cushions, but not like that.
That kind of defeats the purpose. What do they even do?
I have no idea, ma'am.
Yeah, you're doing good, though. Do you have the Pouty Pam PMS Playtime Fun Center?
Absolutely not, ma'am. We do not have that.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a bunch of fun to me.
No, it doesn't.
All right, do you have the Sesame Street Big Bird Flu Fun Center?
Ma'am, I don't even know what that is, so I'm going to say no.
I hope Big Bird don't have the bird flu.
I agree.
Yeah, do you have the Tragic 8 Balls?
We have 8 balls, but not tragic ones.
Yeah, I wonder what those even say. Okay, do you have the refried Beanie Babies?
No, ma'am, we do not have those, just regular Beanie Babies.
All right.
Ma'am, how many more of these do you have?
I just have a few more, just a couple more, okay? Do you have Super Sphincter Ring Pops?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. How about Snow White and the Seven Skin Tags? Ooh.
No, we don't have that.
I wonder what they name those skin tags. Would it be Hangy and Droopy? Yeah.
You know, that's a good guess.
Yeah. I only have a couple more. Do you have Etch-a-Stretch Marks?
No, ma'am, we do not.
Do you have Blossom, the roadkill possum, with her insides on the outsides?
No, ma'am. I'm not sure of anyone who has that one.
I could kind of see that, though, you know, with the little stuffed animal, and then you can pull the insides and the outsides. It's almost like roadkill. Yeah, you get it, right?
Yes, ma'am. I get it.
All right. Do you have Eddie the fruit-flavored light socket?
No, ma'am. I don't think we have that either, actually.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't want kids licking light sockets. That's horrible for the kids. Do you have Sesame Street Vape With Me Elmo?
No, ma'am. We do not have any vapes in our toy area.
All right. Do you have Holly Gives a Hickey Doll with Lifelike Suction? Oh, no.
No, ma'am. I don't think that's available at any Walmart.
You know what? I wouldn't want any of my granddaughters playing with those kind of dolls.
I don't know anyone who'd want a kid playing with those.
All right.
Ma'am, I really have to go. We're real busy.
Okay, I only have a couple more here. Do you have organ donor trading cards?
No, ma'am. I don't think that's a thing.
Okay. You're doing great, by the way. Do you have Taylor Thrift dolls for little girls that can't buy the real Taylor Swift dolls?
No, I don't think we do.
And that one I wouldn't mind so much. I bought my granddaughter's tickets to see Taylor Swift, and they were outrageous. And I could see I could try to save some money with the Taylor Thrift doll, you know?
I understand, but we don't have that.
Okay, two more. Two more, and I'll let you go. Do you have the La Poo Poo dolls?
Well, ma'am, I've heard of the La Boo Boo dolls, but I've never heard of those.
Yeah, there's La Poo Poo dolls. That's just disgusting and gross. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I agree, actually.
All right, final one. I only have one more here because I know you're busy. Do you have Humphrey the Humping Dog?
We don't have anything here that humps in the toy department.
Well, I'm glad you don't have anything that humps in the toy. I hope you don't have anything that humps in the store, to be honest. But you've done well. You don't have any of these toys, right?
No, ma'am. We don't have any of them.
Well, you've been very helpful, so I'll be able to shop at your establishment for my 13 lovely grandchildren. Thank you for taking the time, and I want you to have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, ma'am. Me too. Good Lord, what was that?
Oh, there we go. Merry Christmas from all of us here on the Hawk and Tom Show. Hope you enjoyed that one.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Crazy Christmas Toys Crank Call. I know a lot of outrageous toys on there. Hey, I think I may have an idea for next year's, because did you see the National Dog Show this year that was on Thanksgiving? It comes on after Macy's Day Parade.
Yeah, we watch the dog show every year.
Did you hear that funny moment where the guy's talking about the sheepdog? His name's John O'Hurley. Listen up. This is what happened. It's super funny.
The old English sheepdog?
80 pounds of hair and 2 pounds of actual dog. As I have said before, if the judge picks through all of that hair and finds only one eye, he's got the wrong end of the dog.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You know, it gets so dark early now. I feel so tired. I mean, I want to go to bed by 6 o'clock.
Wow.
Just feel drained.
I feel blah.
You sure you're not just getting old?
I could be that.
What's that meme? It says, I like when it's midnight at 5:30.
Well, if you are low on energy and tired of chugging coffee, I have some strange but real ways to rev up yourself without caffeine.
And I'll be honest, coffee doesn't do it like it
used to.
When you first start drinking coffee, you feel like kick.
Okay.
And then it's, I guess you become immune to it.
Hmm. It's so true. Eventually, it just gets to the point where it just keeps you alive, yeah, not really alert or excited.
That's the way all drugs are. You start off, you get a huge hit from them, and then as you continue to take them, it takes more and more, and after a while, it just doesn't seem to do anything. But if you quit, you feel dead.
It's the gateway drug to espresso.
Oh, we need an espresso machine.
Yes, we do.
You know, Tom, he started drinking coffee, and he's like, you know what? I thought I liked coffee, but it's just the creamer that I like.
Yeah, I do like coffee creamer.
Okay, so here are the strange ways, but they're real, that can help you, and it's not caffeine-related. They say work out earlier. I know.
Work out.
But if you work out at night, they say it might prevent you from getting enough sleep. Scientists say that's the worst time to work out, and it keeps you up late.
I see people walking through my neighborhood when I'm leaving for work, and then I have friends that will get up at like 4:30 and 5 in the morning to go walking before they get ready for work.
For me, getting up and getting in the shower is like barely can do it. If I knew I had to work out too, I just wouldn't get out of bed.
Honestly, sometimes getting out of bed is hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's a struggle.
Okay.
Feel abs.
We need coffee that's like delivered before we wake up.
Yeah. All right. Surprising ways to get you more energy. Eat chia seeds. Now, you know all about the chia pets. You see those, you know, a lot of times online and stuff that, you know, you grow that it's got the hair of certain people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you probably didn't know that the seeds used to grow those things are a great energy source, and you can buy them in bulk in health food stores, and you can incorporate them in anything.
You know what? Honestly, they don't do anything.
Did you try it?
Yeah, mush y'all make fun of me for.
Yeah, your overnight oats.
Thank you. I always put chia seeds in there, and I'm still falling asleep. So
my wife puts chia seeds in all kind of crap, too, and I don't tell any difference. I will say she got more energy than me.
I'm like, you eat the chia seeds, though? And I'm thinking
that's
about...
so funny.
Quit talking.
I'm thinking about... You know what I'm saying?
No.
You know...
A little tree later. Surprise, it's a tree.
Yeah.
A corn tree.
That is interesting. Okay, surprising ways to get more energy. Sniff some citrus. So research has shown that just the smell of citrus can make you more alert. You could cut an orange in half, just take a whiff of that, or you could rub some citrus scent lotion on your hands. Both will actually work. So let's say you're at work, you're feeling blah, just get that citrus lotion out.
Okay. I don't buy that one. I don't really think it's going to make a big difference. You might feel it for a few seconds, but I don't see someone running around sniffing a citrus peel and then being all amped up the rest of the day.
All right. Surprising ways to get you more energy. Change your socks. It sounds weird, but try it. Bring an extra pair of socks to you at work, school, wherever you are. And when you start feeling drained, you know, around 2 or 3 o'clock, they say change them. You'll be amazed at how refreshing it feels.
Do it in your next meeting. When your boss is in the middle of a meeting, just be like, hold on.
Yeah. The reason that works is your coworkers quit coming by because you got wet socks laying there on your desk.
I hate sweaty socks. You know, after I've been in them for 2 or 3 hours, you know, or they get wrinkled up like underneath your toe area. Do you have that?
No.
I'm a sock snob, I guess, because I hate it. But when I change my socks, I do feel refreshed. And on that note, stand on your toes is a surprising way to get more energy. According to experts, if you roll up and down on your toes, it wakes your circulatory system up. More blood starts flowing, which means more oxygen and glucose is sent to your body, and you feel more energized.
It's like a workout.
Mm-hmm. Your calves be looking good.
So this means you're going to have to get up off the chair?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you
think I'll start with that. Just get up once in a while.
Wow.
That's so pitiful, but I was thinking the same thing because I'm sitting right now and I'm like, oh, I gotta get up to do that.
Kayla and I have been already rolling our toes about 20 times.
Oh, yeah.
And my blood's flowing and you guys are still sitting there.
Yeah, like you ain't doing nothing that we ain't doing.
I feel like I could run a marathon now.
Do you?
No.
Yeah, I hear these things all the time and I'm like, this is somebody getting paid to write a blog because they didn't have anything better to do. They were sitting in front of a computer doing this, too. They weren't exercising. That's something. If you want to get your blood flowing, what they need to do is put little bicycle pedals down in your desk underneath and make it tied to your computer so it only runs, or your phone, so it only runs when you pedal.
You trying to turn us into hamsters?
Yes, but you know what? You'll do the exercise then because you're like, uh-oh, my phone died. I better start pedaling.
Another way to get your heart rate going is when, you know, someone's about to hit you with a car. You know, and you're in a parking lot, someone backs up on you. Like, oh,
it's true.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.